The two candidates are incumbent Brenda Muhammad and first-time challenger Leslie Grant. Muhammad has served on the board for 14 years and says picking the next school chief is critical.
To make sure that we select the superintendent that is transformational, that can take this system into a new era, who is concerned about all of the children across this city.
Grant, a businesswoman and mother of an APS student, says it's time for change in District 1's board member.
We need leadership on the board going forward that can work collaboratively and responsibly with a new superintendent. We need leadership that can put together a trustworthy board that will attract a really high quality superintendent.
District 1 includes Carver, Grady, and Maynard Jackson High Schools. Each has middle and elementary schools that feed into its cluster. Muhammad says many schools below I-20, those on the southwest and southeast sides, have struggled. She says because the previous APS administration did not direct enough resources to those areas.
You see, we have traditionally had a cookie-cutter approach to how we service our children. And that does not necessarily work in all schools, and it certainly doesn't work in many of the schools in our impoverished areas.
Leslie Grant says those assets are needed in the classroom and beyond.
And District 1 is a perfect example of the whole city of Atlanta, I believe. We have a great diversity in District 1. But I think the kids come to school with many different levels of needs. In higher poverty areas, those children need a lot more resources.
Grant supports charter schools, and there are a handful in District 1. Muhammad told WABE she supports the will of the district. Roe Scott, WABE News.